Everyone knows that the recession started earlier, cut deeper, and has lasted longer in Michigan than anywhere else in the country. We talk about jobless rates and factory closings. That's all somewhat abstract. But over the last week, we've gotten some sobering statistics that help demonstrate what the toll has been. Officially, the recession that struck in 1982 and 1983 was worse than this one. Unemployment, for example, was several points higher. But if you look deeper, there's proof that now is worse. According to the State Department of Human Services, the number of Michiganders getting Medicaid and food assistance services are at record highs. The most current numbers available are for July, when more than 1.8 million people were getting food assistance and just under 2 million received Medicaid. That's almost double the numbers that were getting such assistance in that earlier recession nearly 30 years ago. Part of the reason has to be that long-term unemployment is much more severe this time. In the early 1980s, many of those laid-off workers were eventually called back to jobs in manufacturing plants. Today, those jobs, and often those plants, are gone forever. Now, there were a lot more hard-up people getting cash assistance from the federal government in 1983 than now. Back then, 750,000 Michiganders got cash assistance. Today, it's less than a third of that. That's largely due to the historic Federal Welfare Reform Bill of 1996 and also to changes former Governor John Engler made in Michigan. Benefits were cut, and a much maligned program called General Assistance, which provided money to non-working, able-bodied adults, was phased out. The idea behind federal welfare reform was to move people from welfare to work, as then-President Clinton put it. That's a worthy goal. Unfortunately, there's little or no work to be had in today's Michigan. There are, reliable statistics show, more than 8 job seekers for every job. That makes it well nigh impossible for 7 of those people to lift themselves out of poverty. We're also starting to get some hard evidence of what being unemployed without any prospects means. Violent crime rates are increasing across the state. So are property crimes. In the tiny, leafy suburb of Huntington Woods, where I live, both categories nearly doubled. Mostly blue-collar Warren is one of many cities seeing a rise in aggravated assaults. Warren's police chief told the Detroit News that people are out of work, they're losing their homes to foreclosure, and they're frustrated and in shock. Well, of course they are. And things aren't likely to improve if benefits disappear. Even Doug Howard, an Engler-era director of what is now the State Department of Human Services, now thinks the state should think about providing extra help for those who can't find a job. That won't be popular with the doctrinaire conservative policy theorist at the Mackinac Center in Midland, who say the solution is to cut taxes and rely on private charity. However, I'm more inclined to err on the side of feeding people. Not that is because I'm an old softy. It's just that somebody stole the snowblower out of my garage last summer. If a little cash could have prevented that, or even prevented a child from going to bed hungry, I'd be all for it.